Cradio, nourishing the soul of the digital generation.
Alex is a young Catholic from rural Victoria who is currently preparing to begin seminary studies in Belgium. Listen as he shares his story of veering away from his Catholic upbringing, discovering prayer and scripture through a Protestant church in his university years, and returning to the Catholic Church with a new zeal and love for Christ and the sacraments.
Okay, so my name's Alex Leach. I'm 27. I was born in country Victoria, south of Mildura. And I come from a family of five kids. We have a farm out there. I grew up with my four brothers and sisters out in our farm. Our parents were Catholic, and so we'd go to Mass every week, and our parents would teach us to pray at night time and that sort of thing. But that was about it. We were really like far out in the country. And so when we went to Mass on Sunday, there was usually about 12 people there, and there were seven of us in the family. So you can imagine, well, it wasn't exactly the funnest place to be as a kid. And all our music used to be on like a tape radio that we would play the hymns on. So that was like my experience of the faith growing up. There was no Catholic school for us to go to. So we didn't really get much of a catechism. I don't think I knew as a kid like really what the Mass was about or about praying with saints or anything like that. But I believed in God, and every night I remember all my childhood, I would pray an Our Father and a Hail Mary and a Glory Be, just because I knew it was important to pray. I didn't really know much more. Sometimes when I was a bit scared about failing exams or something, or I really wanted something, I might put that in the prayers as well. But that was kind of the extent of my faith as a kid. And then when I was 19 or 20, I moved down to Melbourne to go to uni. And I was really excited to have the chance down there to like get involved in something to do with the faith. Like I joined like a group who did Bible studies and went on camps and stuff. And I found that really good. And I made a lot of friends, which was like the first time I'd really had a bunch of Christian friends to share my faith with, which was a great thing. And so through those friends who happened to be Protestant, I learned stuff that I'd never learnt as a child, like the fact that God talks to us in the Bible, that like, we can learn about him, about what he's like, and that he wants a personal relationship with us. And so that time at uni was a real time of growth for me, and I really learned a lot about the fact that I could really base my life on God, and that he was really, really listen to me, and that I could really pray, and that he would really respond. And so I was really, really happy with all that, and it really helped me a lot in my life to be able to do all those things. So I would go to church with my Protestant friends, not actually knowing that there was any difference between what I thought was called the Catholic service, which was really the Mass, and a Protestant service. I just sort of found the Protestant service more interesting because there was a bigger talk and, you know, people were more engaged, like the young people really had a strong faith and really wanted to go and talk to people about Jesus and stuff. So I'd go along with my Protestant friends to services, and I got involved in lots of stuff, and all that was really good. And I was sort of happily going along with all that until after 3 or 4 years, my big sister, who'd sort of been away from the faith, she had a conversion during World Youth Day in Sydney. And I was really pleased for her that she'd found faith in God. But I was really surprised that she did it in the Catholic Church, that God had worked through the Catholic Church, because for me the church was quite dead, because all I'd seen was my little church in the country where there was no one there and we'd sing along to a tape deck. And so I was quite surprised by this. And so I'd talk with my sister about her faith and that, and she started talking to me and asking me questions about like why I decided to be a Protestant and why I believed what I did. And so I gave her the answers I had. And she said, you know, I think that, you know, you'd be interested to look into these questions like more deeply and to really ask yourself, is this really what the Bible teaches, and is it really a solid argument? So I wasn't really very impressed by what she said. I thought it wouldn't really hold water what she was suggesting, that the Catholic Church really believed in the Bible and what they believed was really, really taken from the Bible and consistent. But I really had a strong conviction that you know, God is truth and he is truthful, and that I should test things out, and I shouldn't be afraid of asking questions. And so I started to look into all these questions I had about, you know, like where do we get our knowledge about God? Like, why does the Catholic Church believe in sacraments and priests and tradition and that sort of thing? And so I started, like, reading testimonies of Protestant ministers who come back to the church and reading, like, Catholic biblical arguments for their teachings. And so, yeah, at the beginning I was extremely sceptical, but each time that I would look at a question I really believed in strongly and was important to me, I was just blown away each time by the depth of truth that the Catholic Church possessed and the depth of their understanding of the Bible and the thoroughness of their interpretations. And you really could have knocked me down with a feather every time I looked at a question, every time I went in saying there's no possible way, because I'd read the Bible and thought I understood it. I was like, there's no possible way that the Catholic Church can be right about stuff like this. And every time I was just taken aback so deeply. And I think a real turning point for me was I went to a retreat run in Sydney by the Immaculata community, and I was just struck by how deeply prayerful people were and how really spiritual they were. I mean, I felt very welcomed and all that, but what really struck me was just how much they were really trying to live with God. And that, I think that was also one thing that was really important for me to see. This was a real work of God going on in the Catholic Church. And so over a period of about 6 months, I read about all this and I prayed about it and I talked to people, you know, who knew a lot of stuff, a lot more than me, who had both opinions on these questions. And at the end of it, I was really thoroughly convinced that if I was to be true to God and true to myself, that that my place was to come back home and to be with him in his church, the Catholic Church. And so when I was about 24, I made that choice and I came back to the church. And since then, there's been definitely some difficult things to go through, just in life in general and out of that choice as well. But God has really been very, very good to me during these last 3 years. And I never regret any decision I made to follow him and to seek what he wants for me and to ask him where to go, because he's been faithful in every step that he's shown me. And so, yeah, I'm very happy in all that God's done for me up until here in my life, and I'm very excited to see all that he wants for me in the future.
Could I just ask, what changed for you in that time that you decided to come back into the church? I mean, you already obviously had an active prayer life and a relationship with God. Did something change for you in that prayer life and in that relationship with God after you decided to come back into the church?
I think that what really changed for me in coming back to the church was primarily my access to the sacraments. The fact that I was in touch with God himself personally and really in the sacraments changed a lot my relationship with him, because it meant that I was in personal touch with him. And instead of simply reading about him in the Bible and then trying to live in a way that seemed right, I found that I was in touch with him, and so my life was lived with him. And so my faith became less about trying to understand him and more about trying to live with him. I think I changed from seeing my faith as something where me and others would reflect on what we knew about God to where we were reflecting on and trying to live what we'd experienced of God. So I guess I received more of an experience of God, whereas before I'd had a knowledge but not much of an experience.
A lot of the people you were friends with at the time, you said they belonged to Protestant churches. How did they respond?
Well, most of them, it was a great range, I suppose, of responses. For most of them, it was very hard to understand, and probably remains so. And I think that's because, like, we all have our culture that we've grown up with. And so for them, their culture growing up was as a Christian in a particular context, which for them was a Protestant church. And so I guess it's it's difficult for them to, yeah, when somebody makes a choice which goes against some of the things they've grown up with, and which is against, I suppose, some of the things that people they respect a lot, rightly so, respect and love, that they believe in and have taught them. It's difficult, I guess, to reconcile that fact with someone else who also seems to be making a genuine journey with God. but most of them were really respectful, and I remain friends with lots of my friends who are Protestants. So, yeah.
Okay, so what's next?
Well, I've just come back from a year of discernment for my vocation, and I've decided to apply to be a seminarian in the future, and so I'll hopefully be beginning my studies to be a seminarian in September. Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, we'll keep you in our prayers.
Thanks.
Radio.org.au